for tuning into the Genesis Frequency. Yes, this is the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you with a show where we look at whole life prosperity and making whole life prosperity our reality. You're in the right place at the right time. We talk about quantum leap goal achievement, radical personal transformation, and we talk about success and prosperity in every area of our lives. Stay tuned for another show that's going to take you to your pot of gold, however you define it, somewhere over your rainbow. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for being here every day. Let's get this one underway. Absolutely. Let's get her started. Let's get her done. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you from the beautiful Emerald Coast of Florida. How are you doing today? Really, how are you doing today? Where are you today? Where are you when it comes to the results that you're seeing in your life? No matter what we know, no matter how much we think we have it figured out, no matter how much we have worked and worked and worked to get from where we used to be to where we want to be, or from point A to point B, or from point A all the way to point Z, whatever you want to call it, we can always gauge what's going on in our mind by the results that we're seeing in our lives. What are your results? Where are you? That's why I asked that question. The results that we are experiencing, where you are at right now, are an indication of what's going on in your mind, because that's where it starts. That's where it starts. The very basic way that this process works is thoughts create feelings, which create actions and behaviors, which create our results. And so many of us look at that puddle of results as conditions, circumstances, situations in our lives. We look down at that puddle of what we don't want that we're standing in, and we have thoughts about that, and then we have feelings about where we're standing. Could be victim feelings. We might not be very excited about where we are in our lives at this point in time. We might not be happy with our conditions. We might not like our circumstances. We might not be very fond of the situation that we're in. And when we look at that through that negative lens as something that maybe is even permanent in our lives, because so many people do that. They look at that puddle they're standing in, that's permanent. This is my lot in life. These are the cards that I've been dealt. Well, you know what? We deal our own cards by the thoughts we think. That's another topic for another show on a different day. But so many of us look at those results that we're standing in. I use the example as a puddle of our conditions and circumstances. So then we have thoughts about that. We have thoughts about this condition that we're in, and they create, these thoughts create feelings, and usually on the negative side of the scale, as worry, as doubt, as fear, as lack, as limitation. And what happens is those feelings express as more actions and more behaviors that give us more of the same in our lives. Now, we may want something different. We might hope and wish for something different. But we keep taking the same actions. We keep behaving in the same way that keep getting us the same old results. Why is that? Because that's the way we're programmed by our paradigm. The paradigm is a multitude of habits within us that is acting like an autopilot system. And we'll get more and more into the paradigms as the days go by here. But think about that. If we want something else in our lives, if we want that puddle of conditions, circumstances, and situations to be different, to change, to give us something that's more desirable, we have to stop thinking from the energy of the conditions that we're standing in. You see, I'm sure you've heard the saying, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? We've heard that. Well, this is a great example of it. We're standing in that puddle of conditions and circumstances that we don't want. We have thoughts about that condition, that circumstance, which create those internal feelings that we're holding on to, and those feelings create more of the same actions and behaviors that give us the same results. So we have this little formula wrong a little bit. We have to start with a new thought. We have to have a new thought in our mind. We have to focus in our mind, not in that, on that puddle that we're standing in, but we have to focus on what we do want to stand in. And I suggest you start with standing in your power. So you have the dominion to choose your thoughts. You have your dominion to change that, the power, I should say, to change that puddle of circumstances that you're standing in. But you have to begin with your thought, with a new thought, a thought unrelated to your current conditions and circumstances. See, we can't create something different from the energy of what we don't want. We have to start fresh. We have to start new. We have to start with that new idea, that new thought, which starts to build the picture of what we do want to experience. And we let that develop using one of our faculties of mind, that faculty of imagination coupled with reason, the power to think and to form. And we let that develop in our mind as a thought. And then as we get emotionally involved with it, we're adding the feelings to that thought. And those feelings drop down into our subconscious mind, which is the executive faculty of the actions we take, the behaviors that we take, which gives us the results that we want to experience that are in alignment with those thoughts that we're thinking. So we have to start with fresh new thoughts. Now, this is a very basic Cliff Notes version of how we're wired and how this all works. What we have within there is the old paradigm that wants to draw us back saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What are you doing thinking a new thought? What are you doing taking actions and wanting to take actions in a different way? No, 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 no. Stay right here in the comfort zone. We know what's here. There's no fear here. It's scary out there. Don't step outside the circle. Don't step outside the box. That paradigm, that old way of being and doing, wants us to be prevented from being, doing, and having that which we want, that new thought, that new experience, that dream coming true. The paradigm says, stay here. Stay inside this cell, even though the cave that we fear holds the treasure we seek. So think about that for today. Just give that a little bit of thought. We've already gone on here a little bit this morning rambling about that. But hopefully that makes sense to you. Look at your conditions. Look at your circumstances and the results that keep showing up in your life. And you know what? We can look at this in any area of our lives that we want to. We can look at this. Maybe it's our weight. Maybe it's our weight. You know, that's what so many people look at. And they say, well, you know, I can't lose weight. Well, yeah, I've tried every diet under the sun. Yet we hear though about these people that don't go on a diet, but they're dropping pounds left and right because they're changing their thought, they're changing their thinking, and they're creating a new thought. See, everything that in our world, everything that we see was created twice, first in our mind, in the mind of someone, and then moved into the world of form. Whether it's a chair, a table, the bed you sleep in, a door, an automobile, it doesn't matter what it is. It was first created in someone's mind and then move through this process into the world of form through the power of persistence and some other faculties that we'll talk about as this show evolves and develops. So think about that. We can think about this when it comes to our finances. We can look at our situations when it comes to relationships in our lives. We can look at this when it comes to our health and our weight, our job, our vocation, our passion. Look at your results. If you are not happy with where you are right now and the results you're getting, something has to change. And what has to change begins with your thoughts. Moving forward, that's what this show is about, thegenesisfrequency.com. And we're going to talk about ways how you move from those old patterns and ways of being and doing into the new ways of being and doing. The Genesis Frequency. We're going to talk about adding rhythm to that positive life that you want to live, that affirmation, that thought, and moving that quicker into your field of experience. Stay tuned to this show because we're going to have a lot of fun. I want you to chime in and type in the comments about the wins that you're experiencing as we move forward together. This show is about helping you get from where you are to where you want to be. It's my intention to add value to your life by helping you to live the life that you want to live. Again, you tell me what you want and I can show you how to get there. That's what we do. My wife Tanae and I are Proctor Gallagher consultants, and we work with individuals in a formal setting, a program called Thinking Into Results that is at least 6 months long, where we're working with you to get you from where you are to your pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow. So if you want more information on that, shoot us a message. But this show is about getting you unstuck, getting you moving in the right direction. So I thank you so much for pressing that play button, for listening in, for hanging in there with me as I get used to being a podcaster. This is brand new, although I've recorded meditations and a lot of other content before. This is a whole new animal for me. So I think I've gone on long enough for today. Thanks again for being here. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina signing off for today. And thanking you for listening.